This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the program, this hour, Tuan Russell is going to join us. So let's do headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Had a lot of headlines prepared, but I think this supersedes everything. I saw Diana Russini tweet out that the Green Bay Packers were the team that submitted a proposal to the NFL's competition committee to ban the tush push, and the Packers are looking to ban it.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Seems like a misinterpretation of fair play.
Huck, I don't know if we talked about this here or somewhere else. You can't ban it because you have to make a rule, and the rule is that there's nobody that can help a ball carrier. Where, when you know when a running back's running down the field and he gets stood up and a lineman pushed him in the back, is that
no? But you could make a rule that you couldn't have, that you can't have a formation with two running backs or two players behind a quarterback less than 1 yard away unless you're kneeling on the ball. If you're in that formation, there can be no gain. There can be no forward gain. Like, you could absolutely write a rule that would disallow that play.
You could write the rule, and I understand what you're saying. You can't have a player less than 1 yard away from the quarterback in the under center. Then they'll put those players at a yard and a half. It'll just be a little slower.
Yeah, but that's fine. Okay, like, if you're gonna do it from 2 yards and you're gonna barrel a running back into the back of your quarterback, have fun, have at it.
And they'll do it. But what if it's a motion guy? Now you can't motion, and the guy can't be within a yard of your quarterback if he's a motion guy.
Put a big fat guy in motion and then have him barrel into the back of your quarterback, knock yourself out. I think that'd be a great offensive play.
He motions. Oh, it's even a running back. The running back lines up in the wing. He motions across, and by the time the ball snaps, he's standing in the same position the tush push is.
But it's one guy.
I'm with you. It is a glitch in football. I don't like it as a defender. You saw Chris Jones hurt his neck trying to stop it because he turned sideways. You saw the guy, the linebacker for the Rams, kept diving over top offsides to stop it.
There's
impossible
no
to stop. I hate that the Eagles are guaranteed to get 1 yard. But the thing is, other teams try it, and it's not as efficient as the Eagles because they have linemen that are all 340 pounds and strong as hell. I think it's more of a personnel thing than an illegal formation.
I'm with you. The Eagles are perfectly suited for it. The Dolphins can't do it because A, you have a fragile quarterback, and B, you don't have an offensive line that can get that kind of push.
And B, Liam Eikenberg is going to be at right guard. Let's go at him. We're going to stand him up and throw him into the goalposts.
But I have a feeling that they write a rule that disallows it, because I just think it's almost like a silly It just anytime it's just a short yardage situation, they automatically get the first down.
I don't know if it's Sirianni, you know, whatever, Nick Sirianni, or if it's what was his name, Kellen Moore. I don't know who invented it, but it is really a glitch in football that I don't know how they litigated out, though. That would be the wording of it, to your point. 1 yard by the quarter, like the wording of it has to be interesting, because I think they'll find a glitch in that too.
The way they ban it, though, is just by calling it a safety issue, right? Like, you have your quarterback who is defenseless now with people spearing him over the top of a pile and guys behind him pushing him into those helmets, essentially. Like, I could see why the NFL...
Then you should never run a quarterback sneak ever. Like, that you can't... like, if you're going to say it's a safety issue, then I would go, if I'm the Eagles, I would go, well, then you have to ban quarterback sneaks, period. Because if you're concerned about, you know, the crown of the helmet going forward and meeting up with someone, like, there's too many situations where that happens.
Yeah. No, like I said, I hate it. I don't like it. I don't think, like, to Hawk's point, if they're fourth and one, they're getting we all know this. That's why it's called, you don't name something that doesn't work. If the first 3 times they ran this, Jalen Hurts got bent backwards and flipped over the pile, they would never run it again. It has two brotherly shove and tush push because it works. My whole thing, Solana, to your point, I think my thought would be the middle linebacker jams the crown of his head in the top of Jalen Hurts' head would be the only way to stop it. I understand exactly what y'all are saying. The wording of them making that illegal, I don't think they can do it. I've actually discussed this with people. The wording of that is just going to be tough.
It is a cheat code, though. Like, if it's 3rd and 8, they only need 6 yards, because as long as they get to 4th and 2, they're going to get the first down every single time. It literally, like, they reinvented football. They don't need to try to get first downs. They just have to get within a yard or two of the first down marker on 4th down. They're going to get it every single time.
And a pushback would be from the Eagles. Why can't other teams do it? If it's such a cheat code, why can't they do it?
Right. Because if you could do it, I guess you could do it with Steph Curry, right, with Golden State. Go, hey, this guy can pull up anywhere and hit shots. We need to make that illegal. And now that I'm working it through in my head, wouldn't it be great? Like, you know, there's another arc. It's like, you know, it touches into the logo. And if you take a 3-pointer behind that arc, so a logo shot pretty much, you know, these cutesy 3-pointers, all of a sudden LeBron's pulling up and doing these. If you take a 3-pointer outside the second arc, if it doesn't go in, the other team gets a point. Huh? That'll make you think twice.
What league was that when they had the 4-pointer? Big Three?
I don't know. Did they have a 4-pointer?
They had a 4-point circle.
The Globetrotters?
I think the Globetrotters have like a 10-pointer. You know, I think they have a 10-point circle.
I think it was in the Big Three, the Ice Cube thing. They had a 4-point circle at some point.
I just, like, if you're going to fire one of those up, it's risky because you might be giving the other team a point.
Yeah. So to Solana's point, if you tush push and don't get the first down, the other team gets 2 points, like a safety and the ball.
They get the ball.
I'll be down with it.
Yeah, let's have repercussions. You want to get cutesy. Cutesy repercussions. Cutesy cushions.
You know, I love consequences and repercussions to your action. I love it.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.